The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan, it's on in Croker.
Katie Taylor, the swan song, and the brave boxer will fight Flora Pili of France on the evening of Saturday, September 5th at the home of the GAA, not since Muhammad Ali in 1972.
Boxing's coming home.
Yes, it is. Katie Taylor.
Is that the last boxing fight?
Yeah, Al Lewis, 1972, yeah.
Dave Hannigan wrote a book about it a few years ago. And a really good book, actually.
80,000 they're hoping for. So we have Katie Taylor turning 40 by then. We know that she's the former Olympic champion at amateur level, and she's the current world champion at WBA, IBF and WBO super lightweight champion. So Eddie Hearn of Matchroom Promotions is organising it with Aiken Promotions, Brian Peters, and the title event partner Little Ireland. So tickets go on sale next Friday, €38.70. And then for families in a non-alcohol area, €125.50. But pitch side prices have a sliding scale from over €100 to over €1,500. So there are very expensive tickets, but they're also very reasonable tickets.
38 is affordable very reasonable for a major
That's
event
a fair price.
Like nowadays.
Yeah, and there's a pre-sale phase for Matchroom Boxing Pass fight members for Croke Park residents, interestingly, and for Lidl Plus customers.
So, sorry, did you say how many will be there? What's the capacity? Do you know?
80,000 is 80, what was said in the press conference. The Bausch live and the pay-per-view service DAZN. And obviously, we're going to have an interview with Katie in the next hour on the Hard Shoulder here with Henry McKean. So, look, it's something that she deserves as a national treasure. And it's I think it'll sell.
Yeah, I think it definitely will.
I think particularly because there's a very wide range of prices. Like if they were all €1,500, I wouldn't have thought that they would sell, but they're not.
And also FOMO.
Yeah, I know. It'll be like Oasis.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Not JOMO.
What's that?
Joy of missing out.
We all have a bit of JOMO as well.
No, it'll be more FOMO than JOMO, definitely.
Listen, I think it's fitting. And I think
it is fitting. She deserves that send-off.
Yeah, and I think probably people believe she deserves that send-off too and wanted for her. I think that's fair, isn't it? Fair play to her. JD, Andy Farrell has signed a new deal.
With the RFU.
2031.
Yes, until the World Cup in the USA that year. So this is interesting. The governing body tying down the Wigan native until the United States World Cup in 5 years' time because his successes undoubtedly increases market value. He's 51, Andy Farrell. He succeeded Joe Schmidt after the 2019 World Cup. What's he done? He's guided Ireland to two Six Nations titles, including the Grand Slam, a series win for the first time in New Zealand. He was in charge of the Lions when they won in Australia last year. And he's got two chances now under this contract to improve Ireland's record of the World Cup, which is not winning a knockout game in almost 40 years, never reached a semi-final, not to mind beyond that. So he's done very well. He's an excellent coach. I'm sure England will have regrets for letting him go. And also spare a penny for the thoughts of those in an inner basis that might be thinking they'd love to have a crack at the top job because it's going to be at least 12 years with Andy Farrell in charge of Ireland. So he's nailed it down. Elsewhere in rugby, Jimmy Duffy has joined Munster as forwards coach. Remember, Leinster play the Stormers in the URC semis at the Aviva Stadium 5:30 tomorrow.
Okay, Sunday is Leinster and Munster senior hurling final day. JD, teams are in.
We got Saturday night, Dublin.
Sorry, you're right. My apologies. Dublin Galway Saturday night.
Yes, yeah. That's 6 o'clock at Croke Park tomorrow. Dublin only won Leinster since 1961. That was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And Galway haven't won a Leinster since 2018. So it's been.
Really?
Yes, yeah, it is a lot lacking in motivation this game for both squads. So Liam Rush, Owen O'Donnell, and Dara Power named in the Dublin 15. Cathal Mannion and Aaron Nyland starting for Galway. Galway. 2 o'clock then Sunday, Porky Cueve, Cork versus Limerick again. Cork unchanged, but Declan Dalton is injured out of the squad. And for Limerick, one change, Barry Nash in for Mike Casey in the defence. They keep meeting. Remember, Cork won on penalties last year in this stage. Then Limerick won the league final. And then Cork won the round robin game recently between the teams. And they could meet again yet in the All-Ireland final.
Quick prediction, I'm going Dublin and Cork.
I'm going Galway and Limerick.
I don't even know why that's funny.
Because we're disagreeing. We've both gone for different
We've never choices. Disagreed before. Go on.
JD, the Republic of Ireland's women's team play a World Cup qualifier this evening.
They do against the Netherlands at Porky Cueve, 7:30 start. Live commentary here and off the ball on News Talk, Stephen Doyle and Pearl Slattery. So after two wins over Poland, a win tonight puts us back in the mix for automatic qualification for the finals in Brazil next year. Denise O'Sullivan of Lee side is suspended. Remember, in the early hours of tomorrow morning as well, the men's team play Canada. What might have been, they play them in Montreal, 12:45 a.m. Irish time. We've got a number of players that could feature, including Dawson Devoy, Matt Healy from the League of Ireland, Keane Levy, Jade Numa is also in the squad, as is Mason Melia. And elsewhere in football, Andy Robertson has joined Spurs from Liverpool on a free.
Okay, and Arne Slot has rejected Fulham, which is...
I know, it's how mighty you've fallen.
Yeah.
Sorry, Fulham.
Aidan O'Brien bidding for an extraordinary 12th win in the Epsom Derby, and an Irish winner of the Oaks today, JD.
When Donegal's Dylan Brown McMonagall was 12 years of age, he was in a short film called Five Stone of Lead, and he said on camera, "The dream is to be champion jockey, just that's it." And he is a champion flat jockey, and he won the Oaks today, the Fillies Classic at Epsom in near London there, on a horse called Thundering On, trained by Aidan's son, Joseph O'Brien. So Dylan Brown McMonagall, he's 23 now, he's a star, I've met him. And like, Donegal is not associated with horse racing. So I thought it was a beautiful story.
It's like Rory McIlroy and the washing machine.
It is, yeah.
Those greats had their eye on greatness very young.
Yeah, and I think he gave her an ice-cold spin. Fantastic ride on Thundering On. Benvenuto Cellini is the favourite for the Derby at Epsom tomorrow for Aidan O'Brien. 4 o'clock is the post time. 14 runners.
Okay, before you go, just bring us up to speed on the tennis and golf.
Yes, the second seed Alexander Zverev is in the French Open final. He had a 4-set win over Jakub Mensik. Never going to have a better chance of doing it after Sinner and Alcaraz didn't get there for various reasons. And Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy tee off their second rounds in the Memorial Tournament from 2 and 1 under par in Ohio, respectively, this evening. Shane and Kira, the lead is held on 8 under par by the American Ryan Gerrard. We have our World Cup preview on Off the Ball Saturday tomorrow. Owen Doyle and Greg Cunningham. And the show starts at 1. Jim Gavin and Taggy Fogarty also on the GA season. And then Tommy Welch, the great Tommy Welch, reporting on Cork Limerick on Sunday as well. Both shows begin here on News Talk at 1 o'clock. You know what to do. I know you're going to have a great weekend, but I'm sure you'll tune in at some stage.
Absolutely.
As well.
I wouldn't miss it, JD. Thank you indeed for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.